Welcome to the Reinvent Your Health podcast. If you are done with being unhealthy, tired, and sick, and are ready to get healthy so you can improve the quality of your life, then this podcast is for you. Welcome to another episode of the Reinvent Your Health podcast. The title of this episode is Resistance to Change, which is a little misleading because it's not actually someone being resistant to making change. It's actually about using resistance training to make changes. And when it comes to making a physical transformation and focusing on long-term health, hardly anything has a greater impact on that than resistance training. So what exactly is resistance training? So resistance training is use of resistance to muscular contraction to build muscle, anaerobic endurance, and size of skeletal muscle. Resistance training is based on the principle that muscles of the body will work to overcome a resistance force when they are required to do so. So when you do resistance training repeatedly and consistently, your muscles become stronger. So then, why is this important? So there's many benefits to resistance training, and some of those benefits are improved heart health, improvement in arthritic pain and joint health, improved bone health, and improved overall functional fitness. And as you get older, that improved overall functional fitness is very important. So just doing everyday things that, you know, or you're stronger and you're more capable of doing is important when you get older. That helps prevent falls and helps you just kind of do basic things like carrying things, whether it's carrying groceries into the house or whatever, going up steps or whatever it is. So functional fitness is very important when you get older. And since May is Mental Health Awareness Month, I have to throw in that resistance training improves mental health. Physical activity actually changes the structure of your brain. Also, when you contract muscles, they secrete proteins and chemicals called hope molecules into your bloodstream that help make you more resilient to stress and help protect you from depression. For someone looking to make a physical transformation, it also helps you boost metabolism, allowing you to burn more calories even when you're not exercising. And how does it do that? It does that by building muscle. So muscle is the organ of longevity. So one of the effects of aging is the involuntary loss of muscle mass, strength, and function, termed sarcopenia. So muscle mass decreases approximately 3-8% per decade after the age of 30. And this rate of decline is even higher at the age of 60. And so fighting that muscle loss and helping to maintain it or improve or gain muscle is extremely important as you get older. Resistance training may also assist in prevention and management of type 2 diabetes by decreasing visceral fat, reducing HbA1c, and improving insulin sensitivity. And one of the ways it does that is that muscle is the first storage site for glucose. So glucose that comes into your bloodstream, one of the first places it goes is into the muscles. So the more muscle you have, the more that glucose can be stored in the muscle. Muscle is also an amino acid reservoir, so it stores amino acids. Amino acids are used for many, many functions within your body that help various tissues, including your brain. And another fact I've recently learned is that the survivability of cancer is increased with the amount of muscle, skeletal muscle that you have. So overall, when it comes to whether you're trying to make a transformation, trying to age well, trying to be more mobile, trying to just live a better overall healthy life, resistance training is a very key component to all of this. All right, so what are some ways that you can start doing resistance training and incorporating that into the activities you do? So without buying any equipment or going to the gym, you could easily do some body weight exercises. That's just like stuff like pull-ups. And, you know, if you have a kind of a bar somewhere in your house, a pull-up, and just doing like air squats. So just using your body weight for resistance works great. Also, there's some unconventional movements that you can do with like steel maces and kettlebells. You know, you can buy one kettlebell from like Walmart and get an entire body workout a couple times a week, which would do wonders, and it's very inexpensive. Another thing that you can do is get resistance bands. Resistance bands are another one of those cheap, easy ways to get you a full body resistance training in. And they got various bands for to represent different weights. So the elasticity is stronger on some of them, so it's more weight. And then the last thing is obviously you could join a gym and join a gym and use all the kinds of dumbbells, barbells, machines that you can think of. So you basically have everything in there and you can incorporate all of these things. You can join a gym and you can use the resistance bands in there and you can use the kettlebell some days, machine some days. You know, a lot of times on my workout, I like to incorporate various things. Like on chest day, it's one of the things I always finish with are just push-ups. You know, I'll do dumbbells, I'll do, you know, fly machine, and then I'll just do push-ups. And so you can incorporate all of these things together. It doesn't have to be, you know, either or. All right, for this episode, let me give you a couple action items that you can implement right away. So the first action item I'd like to give you is just to kind of educate yourself when it comes to resistance training. It's extremely important to kind of know what you're doing and to really make sure you're using proper form and doing all the exercises right. You can injure yourself. Obviously, one of the best ways that you can do this is to get a trainer. Many gyms have them. Some gyms, when you join the gym, you get free training sessions. And if you can't afford a trainer, then there's tons of YouTube videos. Now, if you do a YouTube video, I would highly recommend you actually have some sort of a mirror in your house that you can see yourself do the exercises, because sometimes when you watch an exercise on a video and then you're doing that same exercise, you can't really see that you got, you know, your angles off or you're not quite doing it right. So having that mirror that you can watch yourself is great to have. All right, so then action item number two is just start doing some form of resistance training into your workout routine if you have one. If not, start doing some. And I would suggest to start with 2 times a week. Start small and start light. I recently had a conversation with someone and we was talking about working out, and she was talking about she don't, you know, want to spend a lot. And I told her just to go to Walmart and get a kettlebell. And I told her, I said, definitely start small. I said, when you go to somewhere like Walmart and you're looking at kettlebells and you grab a kettlebell off the shelf and you think, oh, this seems light. I need to move up in weight. You know, I'll grab this 5 pound and it just seems really light. There's a difference between just grabbing it off the shelf and actually doing some of these full body workouts with that. So whatever you are grabbing off the shelf, make sure you lean towards a little lighter. You could always go back and get a heavier kettlebell later. And then in just general, I would really recommend kind of starting off lighter and working your way up, especially if you've never done resistance training before. You don't want to injure yourself. And it's also it's a pretty good idea to do some stretching beforehand. And again, making sure you do action item number one, educate yourself. And then two, just start doing some form of resistance training. All right, that's today's episode. Once again, if you can share this episode with someone, give it a like, subscribe to it, that'd be great. Like I said, I'm really trying to grow this audience. And if you're looking for transformational nutrition coaching, you can visit my coaching website at kesterhealth.com.